We were all once nomads. But in the Central Asian nation of Mongolia, many of the people still are. Herders are constantly on the move, finding fresh grasses for their animals. Mongolia's geography, a boundless wilderness with soil that can't sustain agriculture, forces people to embrace the nomadic life. Sanjim is a nomadic reindeer herder. He and his people are caught between two worlds, theirs, and one in which Mongolia's urban elite calls on nomads to settle. Sanjim sits, mounted on one reindeer, and drives about 50 others, with coats of white and mottled charcoal, up a rock-strewn grassy slope. He's 61. Dressed in a felt fedora and a maroon tunic tied with a green sash, he circles the herd, then follows it to a fresh patch of pasture.
Our ancestors have herded reindeer here, in mountains of Mongolia, for generations. We keep our animals here, and we actually follow our reindeer where they want to go, because the environment and the climate are perfectly suited to our reindeer. This is the basis of our culture.
Sanjim's an elder within a group of 207 people, 44 families. Every few weeks, he moves camp in the taiga, a vast expanse of mountains, forest, and ice, straddling Mongolia's border with Siberia. Today, though, Sanjim is worried. When Mongolia's communist government was toppled by a democratic revolution in the 1990s, his state salary was withdrawn.
Under communism, there was a policy of taking care of everyone. There was less poverty then. Personally, I prefer democracy. But we are a young democracy, and some of us are not managing to make a living.
Herders and their families are trying to cope. With the end of state subsidies, free veterinary care ended. A reindeer is milked on a flat patch of frozen ground beside a teepee. Reindeer milk, cheese, and yogurt are staples of the taiga diet. With the end of regular veterinary care, the herd dwindled. Inbreeding began, setting up a cycle of ever weaker and smaller herds. Beside his teepee made of canvas slung over a wood pole frame, Sanjim's granddaughter sings of the sweet kiss of a short Mongolian summer. Other songs tell the story of the herder's creation myth, of how a man, the first herder, bonded with a reindeer when they met beside a river. The man was fetching water. The myth says the man and the reindeer started speaking. They forged an agreement. In this land of rugged mountains and marathon winters, the man promised to make sure the reindeer always had fresh grass to eat. The reindeer promised to provide food, clothing, and tools for the herder and his family. Sanjim worries the agreement may not hold much longer. In another teepee, a couple is thinking about giving up the nomadic life. Smoke from a wood stove escapes through the open top of the tent. The sweet aroma of juniper incense fuses with the smell of musky canvas. Irdun, a wind-burned reindeer herder in his mid-30s, watches the fire. He and his wife, Oyumbadam, have a decision to make.
Honestly, I am not sure our reindeer and our reindeer culture will continue to exist. I really don't know what will happen to us. The number of families trying to leave the taiga is increasing, while the size of our reindeer herd is decreasing due to disease and attacks by wolves. So I'm not sure we can expand our herd to the point it will support the families.
But Irdun's wife, Oyumbadam, isn't willing to give up. She's just returned from the capital, Ulaanbaatar. She went to parliament and met government bureaucrats. She pleaded for financial and veterinary support. The economic advisor to Mongolia's president did not have encouraging words.
The government will make decision for whole population of Mongolia, not only for 207 people, but their suggestions, their comments will be taken into consideration.
Oyambadam received nothing of substance, only a pledge that the government will hold a seminar on herders' issues at some time in the future. Still, she calls the trip a success.
We were at least listened to. We were able to speak for ourselves, in our own voice. I'm encouraged by this.
There are Mongolians working to help the herders.
We injected antibiotics and take blood sample.
Mayagar Nansalma is a government veterinarian who's made the trek, 3 days by jeep, then 8 hours by horse, from the capital to visit Sanjeev and his herd. She's here on vacation, working with two American NGOs.
Nansalma, has this reindeer had any other symptoms today other than the knee?
Today?
Mm-hmm.
Lameness and wound.
Okay.
Biologist Morgan Kay of Colorado heads the NGO Itgel, the Mongolian word for hope. NGOs such as hers are trying to import reindeer semen for an artificial insemination program to help the herders and, by extension, their culture, which she says has a place in the modern world.
Modernity has many faces, and if we learn nothing from encountering these people, at least let us remember that the way we choose to live in the West is only one way, and it's still possible for people, even in the 21st century, to be living a subsistence, balanced lifestyle that leaves them at the mercy of natural forces that we've become totally separate from.
Herder Sanjeev still has hope.
As long as we can continue earning our living by raising reindeer, our culture will survive. Myself and other elders always tell the young people how to herd the reindeer properly. That is the obligation the older generation must fulfill to the younger generation.
Herders know they're at a critical moment. They can settle, but Sanjeev says that would be the end of who they are as a people. And that's a thought he can't even contemplate.